So just from examining things in this way, we can see that anger isn't beneficial. Yeah, it just doesn't bring about the happiness that we want. So what do we do about it? Okay. Well, first of all, we have to own our own anger. Okay, we have to acknowledge that we're angry and stop blaming others for our own anger. Okay, so we have to first of all admit that we're angry. And sometimes we can't admit it. You know, we're saying or doing something and a friend comes up and says, "Boy, you seem really out of sorts today." You know, "What do you mean I'm not out of sorts? I'm not angry. I'm perfectly okay. Leave me alone." It's like, we can't even acknowledge, yes, I'm upset, yes, I'm angry. Yeah? And we get angry at the other person for noticing how upset we are. Okay, so first of all, we just have to acknowledge that we're angry. Okay, then we have to ask ourselves, do I want to continue to be angry or do I want to apply an antidote to it? And here's where we do the reflection that I just got done talking about is anger beneficial or is it not beneficial? And in the process of doing that, we usually come to the conclusion anger's not very beneficial. So yes, I want to apply the antidote to it. Okay. Then the third step is actually applying the antidote. Mm-hmm. Now, applying the antidote means that we have to learn the Buddha's teachings for learning how to look at the situation in another way. Because applying the antidote does not mean that we stuff the anger down here. Okay? We often think that patience means, you know, all my anger, I stuff it in here. And then I go, "Oh, everything's fine. No, nothing's the matter." That's not practicing patience. If we stuff the anger in here, we're still angry, aren't we? Yeah, it doesn't matter what kind of sweet face we put on. It comes out in all sorts of other ways. So we're not talking about the antidote to anger being stuffing it down. We're talking about looking at the situation in another way so that we don't, so that the anger evaporates, so that the anger is no longer there. Or even if it's there, it's much diminished and it's not going to influence our actions so much. That's what we're talking about. So there's a lot of different ways to think and different antidotes to anger. And I'll talk about a few of them now. Okay. So one thing that I think is very good for criticism, yeah, because we all get criticized. How many people got criticized today? Yeah. I mean, we get criticized almost every day by somebody, don't you think? Yeah. I mean, people just don't appreciate us, and they blame us for all this stuff we didn't do. So, you know, we're always getting criticized for this, that, and the other thing. So what are we going to do with the criticism? Well, there's two ways, okay? Well, first we stop and examine, is what the other person said true? Okay, so don't pay attention to their tone of voice or their body language or anything. Just look at the content of what they said, they're saying. They said, you know, blah, 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 blah. So I check, is that true or not? Well, sometimes I have to acknowledge, yes, unfortunately, what they're saying is true. I did do that, you know, and it was inconsiderate or it was mistaken. And I have to acknowledge it. So if somebody is telling me about a fault or a mistake that I generally have, what's the use of getting angry? I know it's true, and they know it's true, so why get angry and pretend it's not true? It's like somebody coming and saying, you know, you have a nose on your face. Well, you know, I have one, and a big one. Yeah. It's evident. Am I going to go, no, I don't have a nose? No, we all know I have it. So why get angry if somebody points out a fault or a mistake that is genuine? You know, especially since I'm always saying I want to improve myself, and here's somebody who's telling me how to. You know, why do I then get angry at them when they're doing what is in fact something that could benefit me? Okay. So if what they say is true, no need to get angry. Okay. On the other hand, if we evaluate and what the other person said is not true, then we know that they don't have the right information. And again, if what they say isn't true, if they have the wrong information, why get angry at them? You know, if somebody says, look, you have horns on your head, you kind of check, you know, no horns. You don't get mad at somebody for telling you you have horns on your head because you know they're wrong. Yeah? So in the same way, if somebody blames us for something we didn't do, why get angry? Because what they're saying is mistaken. It's like them saying we have horns on our head. So you see, either way, if what they say is true, no reason to get angry, because they know it and we know it. If what they say is incorrect, no reason to get angry, because it's not true. Okay? So either way you look at it, there's no real reason to get angry, is there? So, you know, if we sit and think about it, you know, and use our rational reasoning mind, we see that, yeah, indeed, there is no reason to get angry. So what is it that's going on that makes us angry? Why can't we see this at the time that it's happening? Okay, one simple little example. There's a person over here, okay? So somebody comes in and looks at that person and says, you jerk, you did this and this and this and this and this and da 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 da. And my friend here then gets really upset, you know, because somebody just came in and told them off. And I look at my friend and I say, look, don't worry about it. That other person was unhappy. They just dumped it on you. You know, you don't need to take it personally. Don't get bent out of shape. Just, you know, don't let it affect your mind. You know, isn't that the way you say to your friend who's upset about something? You can look at it and say, yeah, don't get upset, because the guy who yelled and screamed didn't really know what they were doing. Okay. But, okay, if that same person came in, and instead of saying that to my friend, looks at me and says the exact same words, what happens? I'm going to get that guy. Who does he think he is talking to me like? You know, we have something verging on national catastrophe. Yeah. And we, you know, we get really upset. Now, the question is, why, when somebody criticizes our friend, why don't we get upset? But when the same words are said to us, why do we get upset? The words are exactly the same. Why don't I get upset when it's said to somebody else, but I do get upset when it's said to me? Why? Any guesses? Because it's me, isn't it? You know, we're talking about me. We're not talking about this guy. We're talking about me. And any idiot knows I am the most important one in this universe. Yeah. But it's true, isn't it? Isn't that the way we think from morning till night? Yeah? I mean, don't you live your life like you're the most important one in the universe? Come on. Come on. I mean, we're like that. You know? Do you wake up in the morning and say, I wonder how all the other sentient beings are? Is that your first thought in the morning? No, our first thought is, me. I don't want to get out of bed. It's too early. Yeah? First thought in the morning, me. All day long, what do we think about? Me. Yeah. Once in a while, we get distracted and think about somebody else. But basically, all day long, we're thinking about ourselves. My happiness, my suffering, my problems, my plans, my way of doing things, my wishes, my wants, my ideas, my opinions. Okay. So we think about me all the time. So because we focus all this energy on me, then any small thing that happens to us becomes absolutely enormous. And so that's why the words said to our friend, who cares? But the words said to me, big deal. Yeah, because it's me. But you know, we believe in democracy, don't we? Yeah, there's one of me, and there's 4,999,999,999 other human beings on this planet. But who's the most important? This one. We're very democratic. Yeah? Me against the the other 5 billion? Hands down, I win. I'm most important. And it's that attitude, that self-centered attitude, that keeps us bound up and spinning and so confused all day long, because we're so focused on the self that anything that happens to the self becomes incredibly important. Okay? So behind the anger, what we find is a very unhealthy self-preoccupation. Okay? There's lots of talks nowadays, especially in what I call psychobabble, okay, about we should love ourselves. You know, all these books in the bookstore about loving yourself. You know? And sometimes people think, you know, I hear people say, oh, I'm going to buy myself a present. Yeah, I'm going to be kind to myself. I'm going to do this and that for myself. Yeah. And you hear people say, oh, I've been taking care of my family for so long. I'm tired of that. I'm going to take care of myself now. I'm going to be happy for myself. I don't know. Those people don't look terribly happy to me. Yeah. But happening is we talk about taking care of ourselves, we talk about being kind to ourselves, but we don't really know how to do it. We usually think that taking care of ourselves means being self-preoccupied and self-concerned. Yeah. Actually, what His Holiness the Dalai Lama says is if you really want to be selfish and take care of yourself, do it wisely, be wisely selfish, and take care of others. Why? Because if we take care of others, first of all, we're going to stop this unhealthy self-preoccupation. And just doing that, our problems are going to diminish vastly. Second of all, if we take care of others, we're going to create a good society. And if we help contribute to a harmonious society, we're going to have a nice place to live in. If we don't take care of the people around us and they're miserable, how are we going to live in a nice society? Yeah, it's impossible. If there's some people who are spectacularly rich and other people who are dirt poor, how are we going to live happily together in a neighboring place? Impossible. If we really care about ourselves and want to live in a peaceful, happy place, then we need to share what we have with other people. Because when other people have things, when other people are happy, they're going to create a very harmonious environment, and we're going to enjoy that. But when we only look out for ourselves, we're actually going to be quite miserable. Okay? So, taking care of ourselves is something we have to do in a healthy way. If we think taking care of ourselves means giving ourselves every little thing that we want, we're going to be totally 100% miserable, because there's no end to the things that we want. Is there? You know, as soon as you get one thing, you want another. There's no end to it. So if we think being kind to ourselves means doing everything we want, we're not going to be happy, because there's never going to be any satisfaction in our mind. If we think that taking care of ourselves means just being content with what we have and what we are, and then doing things that help the people around us, if we have that kind of attitude, we're going to be so happy and peaceful. Yeah? Because we're going to be satisfied with what we have. And we're going to be able to be generous and share our things with other people, which will create a good environment. Okay? So we have to take care of ourselves, but we have to take care of ourselves in a wise way, you know, without this selfish preoccupation. So we have to keep our body healthy and keep our body clean, and we need a certain amount of money to live, and you know, you have certain things, you know, that's fine. But the mind that's always saying, I want this, and I have to have that, and I'm the most important, and people need to recognize me, and I need to be noted, and they need to listen to my opinions, and they need to do what I say because what I think is right. The more we think like that, the more miserable we're going to be. Yeah? Because nobody ever follows our fantastic advice, do they? You know? Like I was saying last night, I mean, these stupid people, we know how to make the world perfect, i.e., how I'm going to be happy. And they don't do what we want. Go figure, huh? I have advice for everybody in the world how they can improve, and they tell me to mind my own business. You know, if they only followed my advice, we'd all be okay. You know, the more I think like that, the more miserable I'm going to be. Okay? So we take care of ourselves, but we take care of ourselves in a wisdom way. And we take care of ourselves by being healthy and by taking care of the people around us and the world around us. So we shouldn't think of taking care of ourselves and taking care of others as contradictory things. You know, we often think of happiness as a fixed pie. In other words, if somebody else gets it, I don't get it. And of course, you know, we know who wants it and who's more important, you know, me. So they can't have it because I want it. Actually, you know, happiness isn't a fixed pie. And the more we create it, the more there is. And, you know, being kind to others and sharing things, it isn't a fixed pie, because the more that we can share and be kind to others, the more happiness everybody's going to enjoy. So we shouldn't think that cherishing others means that we have to be unhappy and miserable. Okay? This is extremely important, because often we have the incorrect notion that I'm never truly compassionate and caring unless I'm suffering. Yeah? Do you ever have that thought? You know, if I get any happy feeling from this, it's selfish. So the only way to be completely altruistic is to be miserable. Buddhism doesn't say that, okay? Because if we're happy and content, we can give our happiness to others, okay? So our happiness and contentment has to have a quality of flexibility or flowingness. If we're very possessive about our happiness, I need this, it's the fixed pie and I gotta get it and I'm keeping it all to myself. If we're like that towards our happiness and towards love and people and possessions and honor, we're never going to be happy. Okay? But the more we can relax and share those things and be content with whatever we have, the happier we're going to be. Okay? So we can see already that if we let go a little bit of this self-centered attitude, we're not going to be nearly as angry with other people. Because most of our anger comes because people aren't doing things my way.